80% of Lake Links features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Links online lake map library. Lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
You're tuned in to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. We're glad you're with us today. Now let's join Pastor Todd as we allow God's Word to build our faith.
Well, good morning. It's great to have you with us. Each week I so look forward to spending this 30 minutes with you. And I count you as my friends because for so long that we have been consistently operating in the ministry that God's called us to do, people have stood with us, our friends have stood with us, and we've continued because what we've believed is that when we come in agreement, we come in authority. And this morning, I'm so thankful for your agreement today as you've stood with us, not only in financial help, but also in prayer, that we continue to declare the wonderful news, what it's referred to as the good news. I call it the great news, because there is no better news than the news that God sent Jesus into this world to be the payment for our sins, who was perfect, who gave up his life on a cross so that you and I could experience the wonderful presence of God in our lives because sin has been removed, because the gift of grace has been given. And so we've continued for now over 30 years. Next month, we will celebrate 31 years of a ministry that has continued. I met a man here a couple weeks ago in a gas station, and he was talking about the radio. We were talking about what God's called us to do in this area. And all I said is, I'm called to love people and share Jesus. That's what I pray that you experience this morning, is experiencing the love of God through this message. And you would experience the hope of Jesus through this message. And so we're so grateful each week so many tune in and join us. And I know this, that his word is powerful and it's effective. And Jesus said, I came to set people free. Freedom is a valuable, valuable resource, isn't it? I don't think that we understand the most valuable, the value of freedom. Because we've lived in this nation. It's been our heritage. I was interested to hear a report this last week of a survey that was done in Europe, and among high schoolers or teenagers, and they were asked this question: in the world, if you had an opportunity to go anywhere in our world, where would you go? And the vast majority of those that responded said that they would love to come to the United States. There's still something about this country. There's still something about this nation. With all of its problems and all of the plights that we are experiencing, there is still something about this country that people long to come to and experience. And I believe that part of that is, it's not just our culture, it's things that draw people. I believe the core heritage that we've been given, that means an inheritance all across northern Wisconsin. You will hear speeches given because we are honoring those holidays in our calendar year that's been set aside, and we've defined it as Memorial Day. It used to be called Decoration Day. That was when it was first established back in right following the Civil War, when ladies would go out and decorate tombs or the grave sites of soldiers, many of them they did not even know. but they wanted to honor those who had given up their life for freedom. We still do that, don't we? We still honor those who've paid a sacrifice so that we can live in a nation that is free, that we can experience the wonderful gift of freedom of speech, of life and liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That the AMBL is still in effect in this nation. And so when we were young, when we had younger children, they would go with us. And now my son still joins us. My daughter lives out of the area, but he still comes with his kids. And for many, many years, we've walked down the street from our house to a cemetery up on a hill because we want to remember those and honor those. I read about, I was there one time and watched this display at the Arlington National Cemetery. They have a tomb that's defined as the unknown soldier. And it says this about the unknown soldier. Here rest in honor and glory an American soldier known but to God. There's actually three soldiers in that tomb. One from World War II, one from World War I, and then one from Vietnam. But every day, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, there's a soldier that's been commissioned to walk a mat in front of the unknown, that grave for these unknown soldiers. And in the wintertime, he's on for 30 minutes a shift. And that soldier that guards that tomb, then in summertime, in warmer weather, takes an hour shift. But no matter what the weather is, there's someone that is guarding that tomb because it really significant. It really signifies the value of a life that was given for the freedom of this nation. And it's really our heritage, isn't it? So we have a national heritage that we have been given as Americans that we need to value and we need to honor. But let me transition with this. There is also a spiritual heritage that you and I have been given, and we have been entrusted with this spiritual heritage. What I said a few minutes ago about when you experience the good news, the great news, and you embrace the wonderful grace of God and His forgiveness, and experience what it means to be born again, where the Spirit of Jesus comes to live inside of you. You've been born again. You've been given now a spiritual heritage. And what you and I do with that spiritual heritage, because it is a heritage of freedom. And so we should honor that freedom. We should not go back into those places of the past. Like Paul says to the Galatians, who cut in on you? Who kept you from finishing this course? Why all of a sudden did you step into grace, but now you're going back into legalism? You're going back into rituals. So we need to honor the heritage of freedom and live that freedom out every day. And so it's not reserved for just the last Monday of May, but to live in the spiritual freedom and to honor that freedom that Christ has paid when He said it's finished, we should honor that and walk in that freedom every day. Just like we should honor and walk in the freedom of this country every day. Wouldn't it be a terrible travesty that people would only honor and celebrate the freedoms that we've been given only one day a year? No, that day is given to honor those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms that we enjoy. But wouldn't it be a travesty, as I said, to think that that sacrifice was paid so that we would only experience freedom once a year? Wouldn't it be terrible? Wouldn't it be a travesty that the only freedom that you and I experience is on Resurrection Sunday? That we honor that day and say, well, Christ paid it all. And so we honor the freedom and live in that freedom for just 24 hours. No, Christ calls us to live in that continually. To understand that, just like there is no freedom without a sacrifice, there is no freedom without a battle. You and I have to understand that we are in a battle, and we must wage war in this battle. I thought of a scripture this last week, and it's from, I was listening to a song, In the Mighty Name of Jesus. In the Mighty Name of Jesus. And part of the lyrics of that song come from Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. It says these words, "No weapon that is fashioned against you shall succeed. And you shall refute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication from me, declares the Lord." The subtitle for Isaiah chapter 54 is the everlasting or the eternal covenant of peace. So he establishes, this is the promise. And Isaiah, again and again, you hear these words when you read through the prophet, when he writes, "Fear not." You read those words over and over, "Fear not." Earlier in chapter 54, he says, "Fear not." At the end of this chapter, Isaiah declares that you and I are in a battle. But the weapons that have been formed against us cannot prosper. See, there's a protection that comes over you and I when we realize that we are engaged in a battle and we are called to walk in the freedom of Christ. And here he reminds us, because Isaiah is a prophet that's declaring the coming Messiah. Over and over, you read that there's going to be a light that shines in the darkness. Here, chapter 53 of Isaiah talks about the sacrifice that Christ paid so you and I can live, so that we can live in the freedom of Christ. And so we must understand that we are engaged in a battle, and that as at stake is captivity. When Jesus says, "I came to set the captives free," he is declaring, "I've come to liberate people so that you don't have to live under the bondage any longer that defines you as a prisoner." It's the light that shines into that deep cell of darkness, and all of a sudden it illuminates, and you say, "No, I wasn't created to live. I wasn't created to be a prisoner. I was created to live in freedom." I've been so blessed to see people that have come out of the captivity of addiction and to see now the absolute beauty of their life, because they realized that these weapons that the enemy had been using had been succeeding in the past. You see, before Christ, the weapons that the enemy had were effective. But following Christ, because Jesus said, "I have all authority and I give you that authority." Over and over in the New Testament, you read of this encounter of a war, a battle going on. And so Jesus is saying that I am giving you now new weapons. And the old weapons that the enemy has used against you in the past are no longer effective. That's why there's something so powerful about the name of Jesus. When Paul came into a battle. We read about this in Acts. He invoked the name of Jesus because he knew him personally, and because when he stood in the power of the name of Jesus, he stood in authority, he stood in victory. He was an ambassador. An ambassador holds the authority of the king. And Paul knew that he was an ambassador, and by being in that place where he took on that role of authority, he took on the role of a warrior. Well, you and I are engaged in a battle. First Peter, it tells us that we should be on guard because we are encountering these things that want to rob, kill, and destroy. It's what Jesus said is about the tactics that the enemy uses. Peter says he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. You and I are engaged in a battle. When we know Christ and the Spirit of Christ lives inside of us, whether or not we want to admit it or not, or agree with it or not, we are engaged in a battle. And the problem is that many people don't understand the battle that they're engaged in. They don't acknowledge that they're in a battle. And they think, well, this just happened. No, you're in a battle, and the enemy has come to rob and steal from you and destroy you. I talked with a man some time ago, and he talked with me about the things that had gone wrong in his life. And he went into detail. And he went over a course of several decades, and I'm not exaggerating. And when you look back, you can see the handprint of the enemy because he comes to curse. That's the only thing he can do is curse. But when we stand in the authority and the power of Christ, we stand under the favor and the blessings of God. And that's why Isaiah says that no weapon formed against you or fashioned against you shall succeed. Somebody needs to understand that this morning, that you've looked at these things as insurmountable. The weapon might be addiction. The weapon might be depression. Or it might be unforgiveness. It might be a physical thing. But these things cannot succeed against you. Isn't that what the scriptures say? I'm going to apply that scripture to my life. These weapons that have been fashioned against me cannot succeed because I stand in the power and the authority of the name of Jesus Christ and the blood of Christ. It's what we talked about several weeks ago when they took a lamb. Remember that? When they were going to leave Egypt and they were being set free, taken out of captivity over 430 years. And they took a lamb and they put it over the doorposts. It was a place of protection, a place of provision. The Lamb of God. Remember what John said? Behold, the Lamb of God. When the sacrifice was paid, Jesus said, "It is finished." What was done because of the shedding of blood at Calvary has given us the authority to stand in victory, stand in freedom. I pray that you are getting this morning, because I believe that this is so absolutely a necessity for our lives to understand and to walk in the freedom. It's not created for one day, it's created for a lifetime. That's our heritage. Our heritage has been given to us. No weapon formed against me, you shall refute every tongue. What does the enemy, like I said earlier, he comes to curse you. He comes to speak lies over you. But it says this, that we have the authority and the ability to refute those curses, those lies, and that rise up in judgment against us. We are not those who live under judgment any longer because of the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Fear of death has been vanquished. It's been taken away because of the power of Christ. That judgment that was against you is no longer able to hold you in a place as a prisoner of fear. Whatever's ahead of you, I told somebody a few months ago, here's what I know. What's ahead of me is always better than what's behind me. because I'm looking toward heaven. Because I have a hope that is in heaven. And I know that it's going to be better than anything this world has to offer. And so when I live like that, I live in a place of security. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. This is your heritage. This is your inheritance. An inheritance is given by someone who has an authority. And this inheritance, Isaiah declares, is from the Lord. You want to talk about an inheritance that's secure, that's stable. This is an inheritance that the Lord has for you. And you have a rightful place. When you position yourself in the Lord, you have every rights that are afforded through the freedom that Christ paid for you and I. So when the scriptures tell us in Hebrews that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to find help in our time of need, that's our heritage. That's our inheritance. That we have been given the right to come in boldness to the Lord and say, I'm here, Lord. I'm going to declare these things over my life because you have made them available to me. Their vindication is from me, declares the Lord. Some people are looking at this world and saying, I'm going to be vindicated by this world. That's the wrong place to look. But one day, like what Paul says, is the vindication of the Lord is going to be to hear, well done. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's the vindication of the Lord. See, we can't wait for the accolades of this world. We can't live for those things because in doing so, they're just temporary. You know, we have so many awards and they come up, the Tonys and the Oscars and all these things that give awards to these people that are in the arts or in the entertainment industry, in movies. But you know what? Those are just for a moment. And all of those trophies and all those things, they mean very, very little in the scope of life. It was for one moment. When the Lord says he will vindicate you, he will reward you, it's not for a moment. It's not for a minute. It's for eternity. See, the Lord says he's going to reward you. And who am I to argue with his rewards? When he says, you trusted me. You've done it to the least of these. You've not operated by your own abilities. You've not just looked out for yourself. You've been in a battle. And now you stand victorious in that battle. And the Lord's going to pour out a blessing in your life. When you come into this place, when you understand that you and I are living this life, this temporary life, but there's something eternal waiting for us. When Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be weighted down with the cares of this life. In this world, you're going to have some problems, but be of good cheer. I've overcome this world. Because he says, I have something waiting for you. I've prepared a place for you. I asked this person some time ago, are you terminal? And you know what he said to me? He said, I guess we're all terminal. We are all terminal. You might have not went to a doctor last week and got a diagnosis that you have cancer or you have this sickness and it will last and your life expectancy is 6 to 9 months. But we are terminal. We don't know how many days we have. But when we know that he is our reward, when he is our inheritance, we can navigate through this life without confusion because we have a destination that you and I are headed toward. And these weapons that the enemy is trying to use against you, I'm believing that in a few minutes, as we pray, that God is going to surround you. He's going to put armor around you. In Ephesians chapter 6, that we can put on the armor of the Lord. I met someone that they have this little medallion, and it's the scripture, and it hangs around their neck from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 through 20, about being the armor of the Lord, that I can have the helmet of salvation, that I can have the breastplate of righteousness, that I can have the shield of faith, that I can take up the sword of the Spirit, that my feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Those are the inheritance of the Lord. And no weapon formed against those, that armor can prosper. And so when you take up the armor of God and you say, no, I can stand because I know him, because he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above everything that I could ever ask or think, I stand in that place of security. This morning, I want to invite you. Maybe you don't know Christ today. You might say, well, I grew up in church. But if you were really to define your experience with Christ, it would be something external. But today, Christ wants to make himself known to you. He wants to fill you with his peace and his joy, and it comes with recognizing him as the Savior and asking him to forgive you of all the places in the past that you have failed so miserably. And today you can experience that. For others today, the challenge is that I live in the freedom of Christ, not just for one day, but for the rest of my life. And so today is a day of freedom, and I'm going to live in freedom because that's my heritage. And these weapons that the enemy's fashioned against me, I'm going to declare that they are no longer effective. I want to invite you to pray with me right now, and we are going to believe God for miracles today. We are going to believe that he is going to move on your behalf. He's going to fill minds with a peace where they've been anxious in the past. He's going to fill a place in your life with forgiveness. Jesus, we thank you for people that have heard your word today. And there are so many that feel like every time the enemy, he has weapons that are insurmountable. Today I say no to those lies right now. These weapons fashioned against people will have to stop right now. These curses that people have lived under have to stop by the name of Jesus Christ and by what was accomplished through the blood of Christ at Calvary. I declare that over people's lives right now, over their minds, over their hearts, over their families right now, that you are going to move mountains on their behalf because you love them. Would you lavish them right now with love? I pray for those who have never known you today that you would give them the gift of brokenness where they would repent and turn to you. I'm asking you right now as they surrender their lives to you, their past, their present, and their future, that you would begin to fill them with a peace that only you can give them. So do it right now. Right now, men and women are experiencing the peace of Christ over the past, the peace of Christ over today, and over the future. I praise you for that. I thank you that, God, you are defining in us these moments right now. We're going to step out of the past and live in the freedom of today. I thank you that, God, you, by your Spirit right now, are just demolishing every weapon. I thank you that the weapons of our warfare are not of this world, they're not of the flesh, but they're mighty in you for the pulling down of the strongholds. Pull down strongholds right now over families, over lives right now. Set people free. No longer will they be addicted. No longer will they live under the prison of addiction. We say freedom today, Jesus. We thank you for that, and we trust you right now. If you agree with that, even where you're at, just say amen. That means I agree. So be it. Let it be done in my life. Let it be done in my family today. And so we praise you, Jesus. This is our heritage. Amen. Well, thanks so much. We're believing that God's doing miracles right now in your life and your family. And he is for you. And nothing can stop his kingdom from coming on this earth for you this week. That's our prayer. God bless you.
You've been listening to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. Our service times are Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock and Sunday mornings at 9:30. Please visit our website at cornerstoneup.com or call us at 906-663-4700. Cornerstone Church, loving God, loving people, serving the world.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any frost to start your Sunday will give way to sunshine, highs in the mid and upper 60s in the afternoon with a light north breeze. More patchy frost will be possible tonight, lows dropping to the mid 30s. On Memorial Day, mostly sunny, upper 60s. Currently 35 degrees.
98Q Country.
Sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. I make a little room and she climbs on up. Open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up a land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. My tractor sexy.
We ride back and forth till we run out of light. Take it to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy, it really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. My tractor's sexy. Well, she ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging. My tractor sexy. She thinks my tractor sexy. dressed up means a button-down shirt and a good pair of jeans. Wasn't Sunday supper without collard greens. Dad was boss, Christ is king. Friday night was living for them lights to come on. Then I turned to Miller Lights when I turned 21. There's some things about me that I can't change. I'll always be the man that homemade. My pickup truck must have got to her, windows down, singing every word of that George Strait mixtape that was homemade. Homemade me love a dirt road, homemade me crave some ice cold, homemade sweet tea only mama knows how.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon, with the smell of honeysuckle and your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. Oh, but you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this or why? I think you know I like you a lot, but you're about to miss your shot. Are you gonna kiss me all night? It was the best dang kiss that I ever had, except for that long one after that. And I knew if I wanted this thing to last, sooner or later I'd have to ask for your hand. So I took a chance, bought a wedding band, and got down on one knee. And you smiled and said to me, are you gonna kiss me all night? Are we gonna do this or why? You know I love you a lot. I think we got a real good shot.
to kiss me tonight. Are we gonna do this or why? Look at all the love that we got. It ain't never gonna stop. Are you gonna kiss me or not? Yeah, baby, I love you a lot. I really think we got a shot. Are you gonna kiss me or not?
Last call, long neck. I was searching. I've been hurt real bad. Moving on, getting sidetracked. One step forward and five back. Not your fault. I was scared to fall. And I don't know why you saw something. Chicken in aluminum foil, just enough money for my gas.
passing on. Who needs your shrimp and your caviar? I sooner have you just the way you are. Rich people got the money to hold, mansion on the hill and diamonds and gold. But I can't compare as far as I can see. Next to you, sitting next to me, there ain't no place that I'd rather be. Next to you, next to me. Change the station if the news comes on. When the signal ain't coming in too strong, we'll make our own music, honey, all night long. If the good Lord's willing, when we're old and gray, the kids are grown up and moved away, we'll be rocking there side by side with the barbecue chicken and the TV guy. Well, there ain't no places I'd rather be. Next to you, sitting next to me. No, there ain't no places I'd rather be.
Needs a trim, and the telephone keeps ringing, and the boss man knows I know it's him, and the bills ain't gonna pay themselves. Don't matter anyway, 'cause I ain't in no hurry today. Nothing wrong with an old cane fishing pole and the smell of early spring. Sit down in a fold-up easy chair on a quiet, shady riverbank. Let the world go on without me. Wouldn't have it any other way, 'cause I ain't in no hurry today. Be a fool now to worry about all those things I can't change. And the time that I borrow can wait till tomorrow, 'cause I ain't in no hurry today. Turn to the cold, cold ground. Have them take their time when they lay their sinner down. Heaven knows that I ain't perfect. I raised a little cane, and I plan to raise a whole lot more before I hear those angels sing. Gonna get right with the Lord, but there'll be hell to pay. But I ain't in no hurry, ain't in no hurry.
be a fool now to worry about all those things I can't change. And the time that I borrow can wait till tomorrow, 'cause I ain't in no hurry, ain't in no hurry, ain't in no hurry today.
More gas station, cup of coffee in the morning. I need a house on a hill, girl, not in them. So hang on to these words, to them avenues help you forget them. Cause I love you more than a California sunset. I love you more than a $20 sundress. Hate that loaded down car you got your keys in, girl, but I hate even more that you're leaving. Cause I love you more than a feeling when the bass hits the hook, when the guy gets a girl at the end of the book. But that ain't you and me, so I guess I'll see you around. Cause I can't love you more than my hometown. Love you more than my hometown.
Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I got left. I go down to that same old cafe where I try to wash my troubles away. I'm still down and I'm still all alone, but it beats staying home all night long. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. I go home and I climb that old stairway, and I tell myself tomorrow's a new day. But I know I'll just go down again and spend my time with my new next of kin. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. You're the only family I've got left.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
This week on Viewpoints.
There's so much scramble for content that all of this, where we know everything about everything.
When staying informed turns toxic, then...
I'm in my 60s, and most